4th regular meeting of Orrville City Council. We'll begin this evening with prayer with Pastor Paul Pine Simons from the Orrville CUMA Church.
Father, I thank you for all those who serve this city, some of whom are in this building tonight, but I think of also those that are in all the different departments that also serve daily, whether it's in the police or fire departments or in the streets or utilities departments or other departments as well. We pray for safety for each of them, wisdom in all the tasks they undertake daily. We're thankful for them and the way that it helps our city to run smoothly. And we pray specifically for the meeting tonight that you'll give wisdom in the discussion as well as decisions that are made on behalf of our city. May they be what is right, what is best, and pray that your wisdom would be a part of each discussion that happens. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Pastor Paul. Clerk, please call the roll.
Hanworth.
Here.
Spears.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Squirrel.
Here.
All present.
Thank you. We have no public comment on the agenda for this evening, so we'll move on in our agenda to standing committee reports, and we'll begin with our Finance Committee Chair, Ms. Squirrel.
Mr. President, the Finance Committee has not met. Are we supposed to approve the minutes?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Might be met.
Sorry. The Finance Committee has not met, so we have no report.
I didn't read it, apparently. The approval of the minutes is on our agenda, but we're not going to do that, you're saying?
I did not have them done.
Oh, okay.
Due to being out of the office.
All right. Council President needs to read the email. I apologize for that. All right, so the committee has not met.
So I have no report.
All right, thank you very much. We'll move on then to our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met, therefore I have no report there. However, if I may, I just got a couple things to talk about briefly, both kind of related. The first is that I do have intent to set up a Health and Safety Committee meeting early 2024, hopefully. I know that this council and body will probably look a little bit different, so I'm going to hold off on that. And that'll be concerning the issue 2 that is passed and the law that will go into effect December 7th. And then the second is really just a professional courtesy to council, the administration, as well as the citizens. I do intend to have legislation for the December 18th meeting regarding a moratorium, again, in relation to issue 2's passage. And it'll be similar in nature to what we did before my time on council, as well as my time on council with the medicinal marijuana when that law changed and went into effect.
All right, very good. Some people aren't aware that issue 1 was a constitutional amendment. Issue 2, legislatures do have some administrative authority over that. So, okay, we'll move on to our Parks and Recreation Committee. Mr. Hanworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Rec has not met, therefore I have no report tonight.
Thank you. And our Planning Committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
Okay. Ordinance and Personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Although Ordinance Personnel has not met, we are involved at present in gathering applications for a council person to replace Mr. Shanklin, who was elected to an at-large position. So Ward 2 now has a vacancy, or will have a vacancy on January 1st. We're looking to replace Mr. Shanklin, and that will need to be a qualified elector who resides within Ward 2. There's a map on the city's website. Very important aspect of this is the deadline is coming soon. It's December 6th. We've advertised the fact that we're looking in various different media, but we're always willing to take great applicants and give them a look. Interviews will be scheduled for December 11th.
Very good. Thank you. Our Transportation Committee, Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right, thank you, sir. And our Utilities Committee, Mr. Shank.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
Thank you, sir. We have no special committee reports on the agenda tonight, so we'll move on to our administrative reports. And Mayor Hanworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is time of year to renew some board appointments and commissions. And as before, we have one group, actually several groups, that need a council's approval for those, and then there's a separate group that can be appointed without council's approval, but I always let you know who those are, just so you're aware of who's serving on different various committees. So the first group for council approval is, we have one, and I'll just read them all, then if you guys want to do them all at once, we've done that before. If you want to do them separately, we can do that too. It's up to you guys. Council approval for Utility Board, Steve Combs, and he's done a really good job for us, and his first term is up, and so he would like to stay on again. Board of Zoning Appeals, Kevin Domer and Al Lehman, both had terms run out this year, and so they were willing to do it again. Shade Tree Commission, Esther Leggett's term was up, and she has agreed to run again, or be on that again. Sue Vernon has been on there for many years, and she asked to step down this year for that. So Raleigh Lehman would be taking Raleigh Lehman is taking Matt Plyvin's place because Matt's going to be busy doing other things next year. He was on the Tree Commission for quite some time. So we had to replace actually an extra one there. So Raleigh is taking Matt's place.
Does that have to become a mayor, you're saying, is to be on the Shade Tree?
Well, I don't know. I didn't do that one.
Oh, okay.
I did yours for
right,
a long
yeah.
time. So, yeah, I don't know. And then Kathy Clymer is going to replace Sue Vernon. Just talked to her tonight, and she said she'd be glad to do that. Gene Cooley is the other member on there who's not up for renew this time, but just to let you know the other person. And then the other ones for council approval, Design Review Board, Adam Hensley and Justin Haislip both agreed to do another term there. And the council rep on the Design Review Board is still Patty Carr, but I guess that's up to you, or I don't know how we're doing that.
Normally it's the Planning Commission chair, isn't it?
Right, yeah, so that would be still Patty, unless you're changing the committee. So. Okay, so that's the first group. Do you want to do them?
I prefer to do them together, unless council wishes to vote on them separately and have about 110 votes.
Tell us what you really think.
Yeah. So if someone can make a motion to approve the slate of...
I move to approve the list of mayoral appointees to these boards.
Morrison moves. Carr seconds.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Hanford.
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, thank you. And then the other ones, just for council's information, just two of them. Planning Commission, Beth Landers just got on last year, but she was finishing up a term for somebody that moved away, and so she had to be reappointed again this year, so that'd be for Planning Commission. And then the other one is Civil Service Commission. Arlen Steiner would like to still remain on there. He's done a good job. I know he works with Mr. McFerrin on that one. And that's all.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll move on to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Service Department is still working on leaves. They are hoping to finish the second pass through of the north end this week. Then they will bounce back to the south end and do one final pass through on the entire city and hoping to be done in the next few weeks. Then I've noticed in our south end not many piles left. There are a few that have popped up, though. The Orville Firefighters Association held their annual banquet on Friday. They recognized Jeff Lorson as the 2023 Firefighter of the Year. Jeff has only been with the fire department for 50 years and won the award in 1994. And congratulations to Jeff on this well-deserved honor. It couldn't have went to a better and more dedicated firefighter. Finally, this is Chief Burke Beck's last council meeting tonight. He's retiring after 31 years of service at the end of the month. He's been a great chief, and I did want to personally thank him for his leadership service and all the numerous conversations we've had in the past about the department and things we could do. So that's my report for tonight.
All right, thank you, sir. Our Utilities Director, Mr. Bredegar.
Thank you, Mr. President. Things are quiet in utilities. Just one note of interest. The December 11th will be the last utility board meeting for the year. So they will meet just once in December, and that will be next Monday. That's all I have tonight, sir.
All right, thank you. Our finance director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want council to be aware that it is time to renew the city's depository agreements. I did send out RFPs to four local financial institutions. We are also advertising in the Daily Record for any other banks that would like to submit a proposal. After they're returned and we review those, we will make a formal recommendation to council for approval of a depository bank. That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Interim Law Director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
All right, thank you. I have no report either. Do we need to take any action to pull that one agenda item?
I think we're going to do that right before new business.
Oh, before new business. All right, very good. We'll move on to our old business then, and Mr. Morse.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 4123, I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Handler.
Yes.
Spiris.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 4123, a resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Boorville, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2024, and declaring an emergency.
Any comments?
This is the 2024 temporary appropriations. It allows us to spend money the first 3 months of 2024 until we do final appropriations in March. These are identical to the budget that was passed by council in June, I believe. The entire appropriations are $62 million. $8 million is allocated for the general fund and $7 million for the remaining tax supported funds and $47 million for the utilities. If you're reviewing these and have any other questions, feel free to give me a call and we can let this go the full three readings as long as there's going to be a quorum at the final meeting of the year.
Very good, thank you. We can then move on to new business, but I believe we need to take care of an agenda.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to motion that Resolution 4223 be removed from the agenda this evening. Its sponsor has asked that we pull it off the agenda tonight. There are some changes that need to be made, too.
Okay.
Second.
Did we need to make that motion? Or
that's fine.
Okay, very good. Who's second? Okay, Shanklin seconds.
Morrison?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Espiris?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Ordinance L23, I move this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Second.
Shanklin seconds.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Espiris?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Ordinance L23. In order, excuse me, an ordinance repealing and replacing Section 505.19 of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Boorville, Ohio, regarding housing of certain animals.
Who'd like to speak to this? Mr. Morrison.
This ordinance is very much the same in nature as the ordinance that we saw earlier this summer. After the second reading, it was actually determined that it needed to go to Planning Commission. And it went to Planning Commission, came back from Planning Commission, and they had recommended against it. I wanted to ask Planning Commission specifically what the issue was with the ordinance, and I had the opportunity to do that just at this last month's meeting. Having heard that, and then shortly afterwards being contacted by yet another citizen who wished to change the ordinance, I decided that we should bring this ordinance back before this body and to vote. We had never actually voted on it. I feel that it deserves its time, and I believe we need to schedule a public hearing for it. That would take place, I would imagine, on the meeting of the 18th. So whatever we need to do to make that happen, I'd like to see that happen.
Okay. Is there a formal procedure that we need to have a public hearing?
My normal procedure, yes.
Okay, so you'll take care of that. Mm-hmm. All right. The clerk will take care of the proper announcements for the public hearing.
Okay.
The next regular meeting.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Moser.
Thank you, Mr. President. Have we had a public meeting in reference to the, I remember we had a committee meeting and there's a few people that came in for it. Was there a public meeting at the front end?
You mean a committee meeting where we invited the public in or just a regular council
we
meeting?
We actually had two committee meetings where the public was present.
Okay. All right. That's. I thought one was a public and one was a committee. But they both were committee meetings.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, because we looked at the ordinance, we hammered it out a little bit, we got the input from the citizens, all of which at that point was positive with some good suggestions too on how to make this most workable. So this ordinance has been around the block. We've looked at it for a long time. We got input from several other cities in which ordinances like this exist and permit the, ultimately it's the housing of chickens and rabbits in a very small number within the municipal corporation.
Is there much opposition from the community other than obviously, you know, appointed positions and elected officials that you know?
If there is, they haven't come to me. I've had a lot of positive feedback. We've had no one come to any of the committee meetings to speak against it. I don't know what the experience of other council members has been, but
thank you, Mr. Wilson. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to answer Mr. Mosley's question, we did have a public hearing. That was on June 5th, before the first reading.
Great. Thank you.
Yes.
So we had two committee meetings plus a public hearing?
Correct.
All right. Okay. And all right. Thank you.
We've had more discussion on this ordinance than any other that I can remember.
No, sidewalks is pretty up there.
Yeah, we had a lot of discussion. But it's amazing, if you look at a little chicken coop versus the sidewalk project,
right,
the amount of discussion. Yeah, pretty comparable. Yes, Mr. Schenkel.
Cheryl, do we need to have another public hearing since we've actually already had one?
Was it this? I think it was this specific ordinance.
But it is a new,
it's being reintroduced. I think we probably do need to have that public hearing.
Okay, and that's fine.
Yeah, I think we do.
Any other questions or discussion? Administration have anything? Okay. Very good.
I would have one.
We're
not all in favor of this, just to make that clear. I know it's clear to council, but it hasn't been mentioned much in the articles and the papers.
Mr. President, I do have one question, just
yes,
for clarification, because I don't know, sorry. But if we have public hearing, do the public still have to ask permission to speak?
No.
So they can come and they can still participate without having to fill out that form, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I just wanted a clarification.
I think they do have to state their name and address for the record.
Right.
But
okay,
other than that, there's no advance.
Thank you. I didn't know what the procedure was.
Mm-hmm.
I have one last question. Could you share the final version of what this looks like? I know we've gone back and forth on this a few times.
This is the version that was presented to the Planning Commission.
To the actual Planning Committee.
Correct. That's
okay.
Why it's been brought back in this format.
And nothing has changed since that review.
There were some changes that were made, but I'm not sure why they weren't. The changes were not given to the Planning Commission. So this is the version that was given to the Planning Commission. So this was the version that I was asked to bring back. So I don't know if I've answered your question.
Are there any substantive changes between what Council has now?
This is the original version.
Oh, okay.
So this was what you saw originally.
I can give you some highlights of that.
Well, yeah, I just know that we had reviewed this multiple times, and I thought there was some wording that was going to change.
There was.
And then it went to the commission.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But those changes were not given to the commission is the issue.
So it's the original version?
Yes. Substantively, it's six of each chickens or rabbits, 25-foot setback from a resident or a dwelling not of the owner. Okay, so 25-foot setback from any neighbor. It needs to be in the rear yard, correct? Cheryl, in the backyard, back or side yard. Cannot be in the front yard. 5-foot setbacks from the property lines in a fully penned enclosure at all times. There's no free ranging here. In that fully penned enclosure is all sides and a top. So they would all be contained.
That's in the current version.
Yes.
I can get you the version if you would like to see what we talked about.
I just want the final what we're talking about.
That's what's in front of you.
Okay. That's the final version.
Yes.
Okay.
Was the language of this emailed out to council? The actual
ordinance?
Yeah. Okay, very good.
Yes. Itself. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Any other questions or discussion? Hearing none, so move on.
Okay. As noted, we're skipping over Resolution 4223. It's been removed from your agenda. So Resolution 4323, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second. Second, Ms. Squirrel.
Mosley?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Hanward?
Yes.
Ms. Ferris?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 4323, a resolution authorizing the City of Orrville, Ohio to sell by internet auction or otherwise dispose of unclaimed or forfeited property held by the police department in the year 2024.
Very good. Mr. Wheeler, would you like to address this once again?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 4323 and 4423 are both housekeeping resolutions. They simply allow the city to sell surplus or forfeited property from the police department or city administration, including utilities. On the police side, normally what it is it could be a bicycle that we found on the side of the road that no one claimed and has been in our, you know, in our shed for forever, and we sell it. On the city side, it can range from vehicles to cell phones to miscellaneous equipment. It's a little bit of everything. Ms. Gault handles that for us and does a fantastic job. We typically use either eBay or GovDeals, depending on kind of the type of equipment. It varies in regards to which direction we go or with which website we use. Very successful. I know years before there was this huge auction. It's probably not as fun as that, but it is successful for us. We're always kind of amazed at what we're able to bring in on the sale.
Encourage you to check out that website. It's really interesting. If you need a train locomotive, for example, as
Gov Deals literally has a little bit.
This has been a very good deal in the past, and I was a party long ago to those huge auctions. They were pretty fun, I have to say. But this is definitely a way to put things in the hands of people that can use them rather than just hoard them, for instance. And the city makes more money off it, frankly. So I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Shanklin had his hand up first. He wins this time.
Did not see you,
Tony.
John's
Squirrel.
Yes.
Hanward.
Yes.
Spiris.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move Resolution 4323 be adopted as read.
Second.
Mosley got in there. Second.
Hanward.
Yes.
Spiris.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Squirrel. Motion passes.
Resolution 4423, move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Squirrel, second.
Spiris.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Hanward.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 4423, A resolution authorizing the City of Oroville, Ohio to sell by internet auction or otherwise dispose of unclaimed or forfeited property held by the police department in the year 2024.
Yes, there is.
Which one's that?
Sounds like deja vu.
The second one is the municipal personal property.
Okay. Let me read the whole resolution again.
I think we have to make a, do we have to make a motion to amend?
To amend, yes.
If you please state the change that you're going to make, and we'll move on making that change, and then you can read it.
Okay. I move to amend the resolution.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. The looks like the title's right.
No, the title's twice on here, and it says police department on the agenda.
Yeah, the titles of the resolution are correct. The agenda's not.
It's the agenda.
It's the agenda that's not correct.
Right.
Oh, so the resolution is correct. But the
Yes, the resolution is correct.
So we don't need to amend the resolution. Okay. I guess we need to amend the agenda.
All right, very good. Just note the change.
Strike that.
We will stay within the bounds of Robert's rules, and we won't go to jail. So that'll be good.
So I'll just read the resolution again with proper
verbiage. There you go. Sounds good.
All right. Okay. Resolution 4423, a resolution authorizing the City of Oroville, Ohio to sell by internet auction or otherwise dispose of unclaimed or forfeited property held by the...
No. Do you have your titles? I gave you a paper that has all the titles on it.
That's how I might read.
And your resolution is in your folder?
Resolution authorizing the City of Oroville to sell by internet auction or otherwise dispose of municipal personal property in the year 2024. Thank you.
Yes. Now we know what we're talking about. Mr. Wheeler addressed this in the previous resolution, so I don't know if there's going to be any need for discussion on it.
Right. The first resolution was for police department things, and this is for... things of that nature. Again, it's something, it was a good change made years ago, something that we need to do every year. Remove the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of the resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hammer.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Oh, sorry. Resolution 4423, I move this resolution to be adopted as read. Okay.
Carr, seconds.
Morrison?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Very good. That concludes old business for tonight. Now we'll move on to our agenda for comments for the good of the order. Mr. Orson.
I would just like to take the opportunity to give my brother Jeff Lorson, Firefighter of the Year, 50-year firefighter, a shout out. That guy, I don't know anybody that I could have had as a better example as a public servant. Or just a servant to humanity. You know, you see that he's been a firefighter for 50 years, but, you know, sometimes you don't add all the things up that took place along the way, too. You know, he also worked a full-time job. He also, at the same time, built his own business. And he's one of the best at his business. I think, too, and he would appreciate me saying this, two people that need to be recognized right along with him is, one, his wife Linda, and I think every firefighter's wife, or you know every public servant's wife to a certain extent, puts up with a lot. And there's a lot of time spent away. There's a lot of you know big meal preparations that you spent weeks getting ready for, and you know Dad's off to fight a fire and whatnot. And Jeff's done that for 50 years. It just blows my mind. And the other person that I think that he'd be pleased that I recognize is my Uncle Dave Bishop, who was a firefighter and fire chief. And Jeffrey looked up to Uncle Dave and still does as you know, one of the greatest ever, and wanted to be liking, wanted to serve the public, and he's done a heck of a job of doing that all this time. And I'm not done yet, though, because that guy in the back over there, Matt and I go way back to high school and college days. He has just been an outstanding leader of this police department. I've always just been absolutely awed by his attention to detail and his willingness to train. He wants his people to be the best, and he wants them to feel like they are part of an elite squad that serves the citizens. And you see it in every officer on the street. And I thank you so much, Matt. You've raised the game of this department to a level that's never been seen before. And I wish you every luck and happiness in retirement. You certainly deserve it.
Thanks, Tom.
Anyone else? Mr. Mosley.
I would just like to echo Councilman Larson here with Chief Burkett over there. Like I said, I remember a quote that you told me probably about 4 years ago. You know, you said that you always try to leave something better than what you found it. And I think you definitely did that in your police department. I thought that, you know, the camera system was going to add another 5 years to your retirement. And the future mayor there would have been sitting nice. But, hey, you know, you solved a lot of crimes with it just within the, you know, past year that you've had it. So, you know, we definitely appreciate your service, and you're going to be one that we're definitely going to remember for years for the impact that you did in that police department. Thank you.
Thanks.
Chamber.
I'll jump on the train here, too. I'd like to say thank you, Chief, obviously for so many things that most of us never know actually happen in the city that you take care of. I joined council right when COVID was beginning, and none of us have any idea the things that you and your team went through, so thank you for keeping us safe. And thank you, like our fellow council folks spoke about, the things that you've created or things you've done that you'll leave behind. So thanks again. We appreciate keeping us all safe all those years.
I feel like I need to respond to that. May I?
Sure.
Well, I want to just... like I end every annual report thanking City Council and the people who make this possible. There's a lot of police agencies in the area that could be as successful as we are if they had the resources and the support that you guys give us. Not just this council, but councils before. I want to make sure that I acknowledge them. Like Mr. Mosley mentioned, the camera system had me pretty excited. I did have to hesitate in the middle of summer before I made this final decision because it's a lot of fun. But I also feel like it's a perfect time for a transition to new leadership and to get some fresh blood. And thankfully, we've been able to hire some great people that I can hand this off to. And I look forward to Mayor Plyven, and the mayor and I will go out together. But I think the city is in great hands, and appreciate all the support over the years. And I will see everybody around. You said this would be my last council meeting. I assume it will be my last council meeting, but technically my last day is the 19th.
So. I didn't think you were going to come the night before your final morning.
If you're going to give me the out, I'll take it.
I'll
take
the out.
All right.
I
want
to make it. He's got quite a bit.
I'm going to say something. Before everybody jumped out there, I was being nice and letting everybody go. But I wanted to also thank Chief Burkett. You've done a great job. You've been great to work with. And, you know, just the fact that he's here at all these council meetings, having somebody sitting back there in police uniform is not by accident. That's to keep all of us more safe. There were a few years back where some weird stuff was happening all over the country in council meetings. And so it's been a blessing to have Matt back there. But we've done lots of things together, even with our citizen pickups when we were doing that with the school before COVID hit, and then that changed it, but we still were able to do it the last couple of years. So I appreciate working with you, Matt, and congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Schenkel.
I think Matt deserves a round of applause for all his hard work.
He's probably seen the police department fight song. All right, anyone else? Yes, Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just again, another quick thank you. I don't think I have anything else I could say that hasn't already been said. You've been a great leader, for sure, in the time that I've been able to work with you, and it's been an honor. And although I would rather see you not retire, I know better just from our experience to know to trust your judgment. And so I want to trust that what you said up at the podium holds true, and that who you're handing it off to, our citizens will be in good hands. So thank you.
Thanks. Seeing no other comments, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn, Mr. President.
Corson moves.
Second.
Score seconds.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Spears?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. The next regular meeting for Orville City Council will be December 18th, 2023. Until then, we are adjourned. Thank you. We'll be back.
Hey, you sound like you've been hanging out with me.